Well, that was a big waft of unmistakable lavender.
It was, yes.
So how does it work? I mean, it misses a bit and it doesn't sort of just slice through a layer, does it? How does the harvester work?
The harvester, as it comes through, there's a set of guides which actually pull the flowers in a little tighter, and then there's a spinning cutting bar that's actually taking the tops off, and then that gets sucked up into a vat at the top. That'll then be actually transferred into a larger, what we call a distillation vat, and that ends up being distilled for essential oil.
Is it a special variety of lavender?
Yes, it is. It's the true English, or what's known as French lavender, the angustifolia.
So. And is that readily available in a nursery?
I'm not quite sure on nurseries, actually. Typically, you'll see more of the lavendins, the garden variety, not true lavenders necessarily. There may be some angustifolias available, but this is a particular selection that we use just for oil production.
And why is that? Is it because of its compact size and shape, or is it because of its perfume or aromatics?
It's mostly aromatics, really, although it's a combination of both. What you see here is actually the end product of many years of research, making sure that we select the right clonal material, type of lavender that we're after, that allows us to get the best aroma, but also makes the plant strong, have good longevity, and also grow the right shape so we can harvest them properly.
Now, how old are these plants?
Down this bottom end of the paddock, we're looking at three-year-old plants. Further up the top was a second planting, and they're 2 years old.
And what will people expect to see in 5 years? The same plants here, but much bigger?
Yes, absolutely. They'll start to fill out. These rows are about a metre and a half spacing, with almost a metre between at this stage, but they'll certainly fill in, probably double in size over the next sort of 3 years.
Well, it smells fantastic here, but imagine it in a bottle.
Yes, it's very, very strong. That's one of the beautiful things about the essential oil when it's produced and when it's used in products. There's only a very, very tiny amount that ends up being required.
What's the lavender used for?
Lavender, as your listeners may be aware, ends up in many different products. So people are aware of its fragrance, obviously, so it goes into fine fragrances. And this particular lavender, that's where it's mostly destined for. But there's also many other products, such as soaps, hand creams, aromatherapy, those kinds of markets as well, which particularly in Australia are looking for this style of product.
What else does essential oils do? You didn't start with lavender.
No, we're actually relatively new to lavender. We've certainly spent many years researching, and now we have crops here that are 3 years old. But it's the other crops, such as peppermint, fennel oil, parsley oil, native pepper extract, blackcurrant bud and boronia that we're best known for.
And this crop over here, that's the blackcurrant?
Yes, that's a blackcurrant bud. That's a fairly young crop. One part of that will be harvested this year, and the other's going to be used for expanding into other paddocks around this farm.
I can't get over the aroma. Every time I turn around, I get a waft on the breeze. It's absolutely beautiful. Is there a point of difference between your lavender compared to other lavender growers in the state?
I guess so. In terms of the genetics, there's something that does set us apart. We have these specific clones that produce the oil that we need for perfumery. And essential oil, some of your listeners may not be aware, but they're often made up of between 20 and even up to 100 compounds in something like native pepper. We found over 100 compounds in there. So each of those in themselves smell different to the next, and it's only that combination when you put them together that you get the smell of the true lavender in this case. The other part is how you distill the crops or how you extract the oil. So there's a different time of season for each of those and a specific timing when that composition of oil is exactly when you want it. So,
well, give me an example of what made you wait to harvest this crop. What was your thinking about the lavender?
The timing for lavender is we look for the little purple florets that sit on the outside of the flowers. Once most of those have dropped, that's the time for us to distill the product. So if you take it earlier in the season, you'll still produce a nice enough product, but not exactly the specifics that we're after.
So you've been around for a decade or more. How's business?
Excellent, actually. Yeah, never been better, I've got to say. We've got demand across the board for all of our products at the moment. And I guess there's a combination of factors which has been brought about by, I suppose. And one, we've been in the industry a long time, I guess, and we've spent the last few years on market development, a lot overseas, so we're starting to see some benefits from that. The other thing is the world market is changing and it's growing, and I guess it's the same as we see in foods and the general natural products. People are turning towards, or back to natural products, I guess, more so than they have, you know, in previous years. And I guess we're going to continue to see that. That's what our expectations are, and that's the message we're getting from our customers.
And as a consequence of that, I guess you're putting more and more plantings in. This is a relatively new one, as you indicated.
Yes, we are. Lavender's relatively early days for us, although we've got a very firm base now, we believe, to expand that production. But other crops, especially things like fennel and our peppermint, has also grown substantially in the last few years. We've gone from a situation where we were producing maybe 4 tonnes of peppermint. This year we're expecting to produce up to 12, so that's a big change for us. And yeah, we're looking throughout the state to expand our areas, so that's good.
So who are the customers? Where's it going around the world?
Well, every particular product has its nuances, I suppose, but on the whole, we've always had a good base in Europe and the US, as well as the Japanese markets, and there's enough growth there for us to continue into those areas. Many of the products that we produce, while essential oils are well known in aromatherapy and perfumery, outside of lavender and peronia, most of our products end up in food flavours. So the food flavour houses that we end up providing our materials to, they're multinationals. So we may send our product to France, it may end up in China or somewhere else.
And the business plan for growing, what's the next exciting instalment here?
At Brookfield, I guess, at this particular farm, it'll be lavender expansion. So we'll be doubling our area and planting that out in February. So we've got about 5 hectares here, so there'll be another 5 hectares going in. But also blackcurrant bud will be expanding here too.